بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. ان لله و ان الیه راجعون. اعظم الله اجورنا بمصابنا بالحسین علیه السلام وجعلنا و ایاکم من الطالبین بثاره ومع وليه الامام المهدي من آل محمد عليهم السلام. In the plain of Karbala, this atrocity has happened which has no nazir in the tariq, in the history. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. My salam upon dismembered limb. As-salamu ala al-a'zaa'i al-muqatta'aat. My salam upon the head laid upon them says, As-salamu ala al-wasil bil-mushalaat. My salam to those ladies, the reinforcement experts. As-salamu ala al-nisbatul barizat. My salam upon those who were left far from their homeland. As about, imagine somebody is a stranger, far from their homeland. As-salamu ala al-nazihin al-awtan. My salam upon those bodies which was buried without kafan. As-salamu ala al-madfunayn bil al-akfan. It was said the day of Ashura, in the Asr time, Umm Salma saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her dream. Umm Salma saw that Prophet was in a very bad situation. Salman become unsettled, but when she saw the Prophet, he looked disheveled, his hair dusty with soil. She asked Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, why do I see you in this state? Prophet replied, Qutila waladul Husayn. My son Hussein has been killed. And he said, I have not finished digging his grave and the grave of his companion. And hearing this, Umm Salma woke up startled and terrified. She began to hold a bottle the Prophet of Allah had given her, containing the soil of Karbala. She found that it was boiling for the blood, boiling the blood. It said that Imam before the Shahada, he fought bravely. despite his thirst, despite sacrificing the best companion and the close one of his own family, despite his exhaustion, he defeated every man who came close to him. So the enemy reverted to the cowardly action of showering him with arrows and stones. But even then, despite all his wounds, he never allows his women folks to become victim of the enemy so long as he was alive. Shahid Bukhari said, when Imam was fighting, he said, "I stationed near the tents of ladies." So he go and fight, and then he come back to the station, and they say, he loudly said, "Allahu Akbar." This way the lady would hear and understand that the Imam is still alive. He was keep doing that. He was going, fighting, and he was coming back. But one time, they didn't hear the sound for a long time. They didn't hear the sound. Instead, they heard the sound of Zuljana. They came out, they thought Imam is there. But when they saw the Zuljana, head was head of blood. Sukena came to Zuljana. All of these the children and daughters and sisters and women of Imam, they were crying, "Ya Aba Muhammad." Sukena asked Zuljana, "Did the enemies re-border to my father before they did your shahadat?" Then Imam got Shaheed, Umar Saad Mal'oon, he said, he asked volunteer to trample over the dead body. He asked the volunteer, he said, "I need 10 volunteers to gallop over the horses, over the bodies." Now at this time, in the army of Umar Saad, people started coming. The tribe member of the Ibn Mazahir came forward. They said, "Do not let Ibn Mazahir's body will be trampled." They took the body of Ibn Mazahir, The tribe people of Osaj Akram, they said, "We will not let you do that." The army man of Ibn Yazid al-Ali came forward. They took the body. In one time, there was only one body left on the plain of Karbala. It was the son of Zahra. And the Zahra now, she looked at the Madina, "Ya Muhammad." She looked at the girl, "Ya Ali, Ya Fatima." These 10 horses, they gallop the horses over the back and the chest of Imam. They trampled until the bones of the back become powder. After that, army moved forward towards the tent. A narrator says the enemies took precedence over one another in looting the tent and property of the household of the Prophet. The تسابق القوم على نحب بيوت على رسول And the dear one of the Fatima, the whole Ad Ain al-Batul. Hatta ja'alu yantazi'una milhafa al-mar'ati ala zahriha. They will pull any cover from their shoulder. Here, Humaid said that I saw a woman. She was from Bakr bin Wail. She was from the tribe of Bakr bin Wail. She was accompanying her husband. They were along with Umar ibn Sa'd's army. But this woman, when she saw that Ali is looting the daughter of Prophet, she took her sword. She took her sword and moved her the pair. She said, pulled her sword and said, that's called the family of the Bakr. Oh, family of the Bakr, you're marching and they are looting the daughter of the Prophet. But then her husband seized her, calmed her down and took her away. They continue their looting. Prophet daughters and the family rushed out. وَخَرَجَ بَنَاتُ آلِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَحَيِّنُهُ يَتَسَاعَدْنَا عَلَى الْبُكَاحِ وَيَنْدُبْنَا مِنْ فَرَاقِ الْحُمَاتِ وَالْأَحِدَّةِ After that, when the ladies were out, they start burning the tent. ثُمَّ أَخْرَجَ النِّسَاحِ مِنَ الْخَيْمَةِ They drove the women out of the tent. And they put the tent on the fire. So the women were green, out bareheaded, barefooted, in a state of mourning, walking in the captivity. This was the family of Prophet of God. The same prophets, the same family who struggled to spread the orphan and the widow. When the tent started burning, Humaid ibn Muslim said, I saw a girl of 4 years of age. She had her shirt was dirty. She was running towards the garden. I felt sorry for her. I was running after her. When she saw me, she was starting running. I says, daughter, let me help you. Let me help. She stopped. She says, Sheikh, believe me, I don't have anything. Please, daughter, I'm the daughter of the Sheikh. Don't touch me. Humaid said, no, daughter, I'm going to put off your fire. Humaid, put off the fire. When she felt that I'm the kind one, and she felt that I'm the kind one, she asked, Ya Sheikh, can you tell me the way of Najaf? Can you tell me where the Najaf is? I asked, daughter, why do you want Najaf? Why do you want Najaf? The daughter said, I want to go towards my jet. Ali al-Murtada, I want to tell you, they killed Imam Hussain. They burned our jet. Ajlikumallah. Here, Fatima, when she came, Sukaina, she came to the body of Imam Hussain. She came to the body of Imam Hussain. Later on, she said, I heard the sound from the body. Then Imam said, Shiatli, Mahim Sharibtum, Arnu Mahmad Guruni, Samaytum Bhagavim, Aushahini Pandamuni. Oh my Shia. Oh my Shia. Whenever you quench your thirst with water, remember me. And whenever you hear of a stranger or a shaheed, mourn for me. When Sakina heard this, she awoke in the fright and started crying. I want to share a story with you. Ajrakumullah. Always remember the thirst of Imam Hussain. This story was narrated by Ayatollah Araki. You know Ayatollah Araki, he was a teacher of Imam Khomeini. He said, one day I saw Amir Kabir in my dream. I saw Amir Kabir, he was in a very good state. He was in the heaven and he was in a good state. Let me tell you first who the Amir Kabir was. My Iranian brother, they know who was Amir Kabir. Amir Kabir was the prime minister in the dynasty of Qajar. I think if I'm correct. He was in the dynasty of Qajar. He was a prime minister. He had many services. He is the one who put down the fitna of Bahaiyat. He killed that guy who claimed that he is the Babullah. And he did several services. So, but then later on, he had some differences with the Shah. And Shah gave him the sentence of death. He says he has to put to death. And he had a big garden. You can still visit this garden. This garden is in Kashan. It's almost like 1 hour, 15 minutes drive from Qom towards Isfahan. In Kashan, you can go there. There is a garden called Baghifin. This was the garden of Amir Kabir. Over there, you can find there is a room, there is a hammam, and they have said that, and they also have a statue of Amir Kabir, where Amir Kabir is sitting, and over there he died. The way he was supposed, he died, they say that the Shah order that take Amir Kabir, guys, can you please stay quiet? It says that Amir Kabir been ordered to take in this hammam, and this, he says that to put him to the death this way, to cut two of the vein from here, from the hand, and do not let it close. This is called fast. Normally they take the blood out and then they close this vein. But then here they say cut it and then let the blood get out, and he will die with then the blood will come out. That's how he died. Amir Kabir died this way in this hammam. They still have a statue of Amir Kabir sitting. There's a guy who did this. He cut the vein from the hand of the Amir Kabir, and that's how he died. He had services. He was an alim also. So Ayatollah Araki, one day he saw in his dream that Amir Kabir is in the heaven. He asked Amir Kabir, how did you get this maqam? All this blessing, how did you get it? Did you get this because you killed this Bab, this Muhammad Ali Bab, and you put out the fitna of this Bahaiyat? He said, no. He said, did you get this blessing because you did several services for the people? He says, no. He says, did you get this blessing because you died at a terrible death? He says, no. Then Ayatollah Araki asked, so what's the secret? How did you get all these things? He says, this is the blessing from Mawla Imam Hussain. He said, how did you get it? He says, you know what? When this guy, he cut my vein, and then he cut it, and that time blood start coming, and you know, when the blood come out, it's a natural phenomenon that you need water in order to replace those blood. So he says, I start feeling thirst. I start feeling thirsty. And I become very thirsty. And at that time, the blood was keep coming out, and I was very thirsty. At that time, I turned my face, because these all people, they used to be my servant. I turned my face, and I want to say to my servant, can you get me a water? I turned my face, and try to ask, and that time I said, this is a small test. Think about my answer. How much more he has? He has thirsty for 3 days. He was going from morning to evening, going to everybody's body, and he was how much thirsty he was, and you know, he was for hours, he was in Mubiya Khadriga, the blood was getting out, and I told him, the hardship he said because of his third, five of his limbs got paralyzed, his limb got paralyzed, his tongue was out of work, his eyes, his dhanu, his kidneys, everything got out of work. So Amir Kabir said, Amir Kabir, your Mawla has that thirst. It's a shame that she will die with water. He said, I'm not going to ask water. Amir Kabir said, I died with this thirst. I died with this thirst. And then he's telling to Ayatollah Iraqi. He's telling to Ayatollah Iraqi. He says, Ayatollah Iraqi, they put me in the grave. They put my head on the soil. As soon as they did it, as soon as they closed the cover, Imam Hussain came, Imam Mawla came. He said, Amir Kabir, you did adab to our thirst. You did adab to our thirst. Here's your reward. Here's your reward. Ajukum Allah. Ajukum. Ajukum Allah. The condition of the Zainab. Zainab. In the In Shahmu Ghariba. Narrator says, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أَنْسَى زَيْنَبَ بِنْتِ عَلِيٍ. He said, swear to Allah, I can never forget Zainab bint Ali. Tandibul Hussain. She wept over Hussain. وَتُنَادِي بِسَوْتِ حَزِينٍ وَقَلْبٍ كَعِيمٍ. When she called out in sorrowful voice and a mournful heart, she said, Ya Muhammada, Ya Muhammada, Ya Murtada, Hazar Hussain. His body has been made bare and has been cut up. O Muhammad, your daughters are captured and your progeny assassinated. La 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 anatullahi wa la al-qawm al-dalimi. Matam ya Hussain. Y'all say.